This is episode 63 of the After Gambling Podcast. In this episode, I'll give you a few tips to get your day started on the right foot. Hey there, and welcome to the After Gambling Podcast. My name is Jamie. I'm a former problem gambler. Now I haven't gambled in nearly 10 years, and I do this little podcast to help other people that are trying to quit gambling or that are trying to help their friends or family quit gambling or that just want to kind of see inside the mind of a problem gambler to help in some way. Now, continuing kind of the theme of this season of growth and development, life after gambling, I wanted to throw out one of the things that's been really influential on my life, and that's a morning routine. And the book that I want to use as kind of the inspiration is called The Miracle Morning, and it's by a guy named Hal Elrod, H-A-L-E-L-R-O-D. And I will link up the link to Hal's book in the show notes, and definitely check him out on other podcasts or on YouTube. He has an incredible story, and definitely I think it will help you to understand why he went into creating this Miracle Morning book, but also just gives you a better perspective on his life because he is a really unique guy and, like I say, has a very inspirational and incredible story. Now, the first time I read the book was probably 7 or 8 years ago, and it was one of those things I'd heard about morning routines, right? We've all probably heard about morning routines and how their morning routine is one of the cornerstones of a successful day and success in their lives. And it was something that I was exposed to, but didn't really think too much about. And then Hal's book really kind of got me moving down the path towards figuring out a morning routine. And now it's 7 or 8 years later, and I still don't have a perfect morning routine that I do every day. I do have kind of a script that I follow, and I follow it very closely most days. And I guess this is a good place to say that the one thing I've noticed, and part of the reason I've done this episode, it's something that I want to continue to get back into and fine-tuning my morning routine. So this will keep me accountable to see how well I'm doing at my own morning routine. Because the thing I notice is that when I don't do my morning routine, I maybe don't notice for a day or two. But if it's been 3 or 4 or 5 days and I've gotten out of that routine, inevitably, those are the days where all of a sudden I feel stressed and anxious, and I really think a lot of it is because I didn't do the morning routine, and I think those just kind of trying to fly by the things in your day to get to the other stuff, the most important stuff that we think, is part of what gets us into that place of feeling anxious and overwhelmed. So it's something I definitely have noticed, and then I try to jump back in routine, and like clockwork, all of a sudden I'm feeling a whole lot better, a whole lot more at ease. So first, I just want to talk about how I went about starting a morning routine or just kind of brainstorming it. And that's really what I did was just I looked at the things that I normally did in a morning. And the first thing I said was, okay, what things do I have to do? Let's get those penciled in. And then I started to look at some of the things that I was doing on a daily basis, but that didn't need to be done first thing in the morning. Things like checking email definitely didn't have to be done at 6 a.m. And so I started to push those things back and create separate routines or sequences for those things. And as I did this, I also started to think about what are the things that when the day ends, I wish I would have done, right? The things that maybe only take 10 or 15 minutes and we wish we would have done them, but now all of a sudden it's just late and we're tired and we never got to it. And I tried to incorporate some of those things into my morning routine so that it wouldn't get passed by. And with those kind of ideas in mind, I started to sketch out just a general guideline. Okay, maybe I'll do this and then this and then this. And then I had that out and I started to follow it and I revised it. And then I revised it some more. And I said, okay, some things are working, some things aren't. And I continued to revise it and edit it. Now I have it pretty much down. I actually have a spreadsheet that I will follow through some days and just open it up, especially if I get out of sync. I'll open it up and follow, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just go right through those lists, those tasks. And it feels, especially for somebody that doesn't usually like structure like that, it feels like that would be too much. And you probably think, oh, man, that's weird. But it makes things go so smooth. And all of a sudden, I get to the end, I finish that list of tasks, and it always goes quicker when I'm actually looking at the spreadsheet. And it's very intentional about what I'm doing. So if you're struggling to get started, maybe create a list and just literally go down the list, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. you can always go back and edit it. But that following that list and having that list has been something that was really good for me. Now, I'm not going to bore you with all of the line items that I have on my daily list, but I do want to bring up a couple of the key ones that I find have helped me the most, because I think those are ones that maybe will help you as well. And the first one, and it's the first thing on my list, I don't always remember it first thing. I try to. Most days I do, and most days I'm successful. But it's just a smile. Literally, my very first box on my Excel sheet is smile. And I think it's important. I know I've long been the person that would kind of throw my hands up and shake my head at people when they say, oh, just smile. It'll change your mood. And I think when somebody tells you smile to change your mood, we're probably so far past the point of it helping that maybe that's not the best trigger at that moment. But it's so true that just smiling does something to us. And I think especially when it's that very first thing in the morning, because it's that freshness. It's like, hey, I woke up. I've got this whole day ahead of me, right? And to start it off, to get out of, literally before you get out of bed, to smile and to just kind of have that moment of appreciation has been huge for me. Now, as I said, sometimes I forget and it's after I brush my teeth or after I start doing some of the other stuff that I'll remember, oh crap, I forgot to smile. And then I'll try and do it. And don't just keep this part of the morning routine. Definitely incorporate this in other areas. Play around with it. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds obnoxious, probably if you don't do it already, but just smile. All by yourself, in your own space, kind of in that meditative alone time, just smile and reflect and think of a few things that are going well for you. Because we can easily go to the place and figure out all the things that we're struggling with. But just remind yourself about not everything's bad. There's some good stuff. And if nothing else, even if things are really bad, you have this opportunity in front of you. You have time in front of you to make changes, which is great. It sure beats the alternative of not having any time to make any changes. So smiling is one of those things that's on there. It's something that 5-10 years ago, I would have looked at you and shook my head and said, yeah, that's not going to happen. But it's been huge. So that's why I bring it up. Hopefully play around with that one. Let me know how that one works out for you. But smiling has been very, very big for me, especially, like I say, as that first line item on my morning to-do list. And then the second thing that I wanted to bring up that is, again, one of those key components that I don't always do, but when I do, it makes all the world a difference, is that I have a set playlist of music. And it's curated on Spotify. It's full of all these songs that just have some kind of positive, good vibe for me. Maybe it's a good message or just reminds me of a good time. And I play that, and I play that hopefully each morning. Not always perfect, but again, this is one of those things that listening to positive music, and all the songs on there are very positive or have some kind of positive reflection for me. And if you think back to the episode about the impact that music can have on our lives, I do think it's important to audit what we're listening to, especially early in the morning, to make sure that it has the right tone and the right message. But my Jamie's AM happy music list on Spotify is something that I'm very thankful for that I have and that I love to play. And like I say, it just puts me in that great frame of mind and has those good messages that are just kind of subliminal in a lot of ways. And I can listen to my headphones as I start doing those other tasks, getting kids ready for school, doing breakfast and lunches and all those other things where life starts to get a little bit busy. I think it's nice to have that positive music playing in my earbuds. And so that's something that I definitely would encourage you to do and play around with, because it's helped me. And like I say, this is all about sharing the things that have helped me, because if they've helped me, hopefully there's something there that maybe you can adapt and modify to fit your life to help you. Now, aside from those two things, I'll just kind of give a rundown of some of the other ideas. I know a lot of people work out. I do a little bit of stuff, some push-ups, some other exercise in the morning. Usually my exercise is later in the day, but working out's a great idea. Writing. Some kind of writing, some kind of creative stuff. If you like to draw, spend some time drawing. All these creative outlets. And like I said earlier, especially things that if you look at the week that you just had and you said, man, it would have been great if I would have had time for whatever that or is, whatever comes after that or, those are the things that incorporate into your morning routine. Because then most of the time, they don't take more than 5, 10, 15 minutes. And we don't have to go into these big, long things. If you like to go for a walk, sure, I'd love to go for a 2-hour walk in the woods, but even just getting outside and doing a 5 or 10 minute walk, do these small steps. It's just like when you're quitting gambling, small steps and start to incorporate those things because, hey, 5 to 10 minutes of it is a whole lot better than no time of it. And I think, like I said, getting off that start, getting these things that we enjoy, it's just a great way to get your day started. And for me, having this list and continuing to modify it has been awesome. I mean, it's literally been life-changing in so many ways. So I encourage you, mess around with your morning routine. If you have ideas, send me what you're working on in your morning routine, because maybe I want to pull some of your ideas and adapt them and work them into my life. So definitely would love to hear what your morning routine is. If you already do a morning routine, if you don't and you get started, definitely jump in. Like I say, help keep me accountable. I'm going to try and be better at doing my morning routine every morning. Actually a morning routine and just make it second habit. Like I said, at this point, I'd say about 80-85% of it is second habit. I don't even think about it. It's almost automatic where I just get going and I start doing it. Boom, 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 boom. But having that list to fall back on has been huge for me. And so sketch out your list, share your ideas, and hopefully this helps just make each day a little bit better. Because that's what we're trying to do, is just make today a little bit better than yesterday. So I hope this episode helps. And we'll continue to do some of these episodes just on life development, because this is what it's all about, which is just improving ourselves. In GA, we talk about character defects. I don't even necessarily think a lot of times they're defects. It's just growth and education, learning new things that help us to improve our lives. So hopefully that's what you're getting. Hopefully you're getting some value here. And yeah, just appreciate you showing up. Remember, if you want and you haven't left a review, that'd be awesome. Leave a review. If you want to check out this, you can support the show aftergambling.com/support. What else am I missing? Music for the show is Something Elated by Broke for Free. And finally, as I wrap up each and every one, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an attorney. Lawyer, attorney, those are the same. All those different things, letters before or after names. Get professional help. That's the takeaway. Get professional help. There's so many psychologists out there that specialize in gambling. Or they specialize in other addictions and can really help you in your specific situation. So I encourage you, it's uncomfortable at first, but it's something I've never regretted doing. So please reach out, get help, because you deserve it. That's going to do it for today. Thanks as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.